I'm only here for 7 days. Okay, so let's take a look at the room. And here's obviously you got your TV, usual. I mean, you got some place there. Looks like good coffee. I might have one of them. So that's not bad. And I'll just say hello to you. Hello there. How are you doing? Hey, it looks pretty smart, don't it? Hey. Well, anyway. So let's go and have a look. We've got lights by the bed and a phone there, of course. A little pad to write down how good things are, maybe. Here's the bed. Feels pretty good. Feels like a nice big wide bed there. I get lost in that one. Might have to get at least a couple of girls to come back with me for this. That'll fill the bed up. And of course, you've got the remote for the TV, which isn't a bad size. Don't know what they get, probably Portugal TV. And we got a painting, Van Gogh, so I made that one. They just put that in for me. That's a big headboard, that is, isn't it? Cool. Anyway, so here's my balcony. Let's take a look out here. This is a pine view. And the reason is, because I think there's a pine tree right in front of me. But this is a lot better than the lava wall that I was at Lanzarote a while back. And here we have the swimming pool down there. Although it's not, it's a little bit off season this time. Doesn't look very busy, which is exactly great for me. Okay, so here's the toilet. Yeah, it looks not too bad. And there, I'm there again. How you doing? And you got a sink, which isn't bad. And look, we got a shower unit with a kind of a bath, so that's not bad. Got towels up there, and we got a shower unit here with a lot of stuff that we're going to not use there, I don't think. And oh, look, we got one of those rain shower thing heads. Oh, my niece will like that. Yeah, but she's into it. Well, good morning, everybody. This is my first morning here. It's about just 8 o'clock. I've been up since 6, actually. And it looks like it's a fairly nice day out there. Obviously, the girl I picked up last night has left already, and she's got other things to do, of course. Right, so I'll just show you the outside in the daylight. This is my balcony. So it's high enough to jump if I want to. Don't fancy it. There's the pool. And there's the tree. And here we are, the Vila More Harbour Marina. Oh, a lot of restaurants all around here. Obviously priced accordingly. It's quite a nice area. So I just got a coffee at McDonald's and it looks okay, except one thing. It's a bit small. Another bit of the marina. Lovely. Excuse me, buddy, can you tell me where the supermarket is? Oh, sorry, mate. As you can see, even the seagulls are sunbathing. I don't think they're using any block at all. And there's a building way over, if you can see it, with the cranes. This place will be nice when it's finished. There goes a boat out. Presumably people have paid to be on that. That's gonna cost them. Never mind, they're gonna have fun. I do like tall ships. I might rent that one tomorrow. It's kind of a nice walk back to my hotel, at least I hope it is, through the old park or a park-like place. Yeah, very nice. Here is a mini fridge, and I found out after buying some beers that the mini fridge isn't working. You see the beers in there? And you see the water dripping down there? This fridge is not cold at all. It's amazing what lengths a man will go to have a chilled beer when the fridge is on the blitz. So the thing about here at Villamore, there's a lot of promenade to see. Miles of it, in fact. And it's even miles for me to get from my hotel down to the marina. So, and it's quite flat, but it's a long walk every day. So I decided to rent myself a bike. Nothing fantastic, just a normal bog standard bike. This one was €8 a day. So I've been out on my trusty steed, my bike here, and everything turned out very well. And got a few supplies. Let's see what we got in there. Oh, okay, supplies got. Now let's get back to the HQ. Wrong way. I got it right this time. Well, rain stopped play at the moment. This is the first day it's actually rained. It did rain heavy last night late, but today doesn't look very good at the moment. This is the harbour here, where all the restaurants and the sort of stores are around, and you end up walking aimlessly around. This is a different area of the coast. Slightly different than the other area. This is the, presumably the lower class area, I would think. Not as posh as where I'm at, of course. Yes, these buildings are decidedly different than where I'm at. This is probably more like the real place. Quick stop for Haagen-Dazs. Well, hello, this is just my review, what I think. Villamore in Portugal is very nice and clean. It's quite quiet there and the weather's very good, even in off-season. Although the area's quite expensive. And the area's also very big, so I'll suggest anybody to get either a bike, or you can get the little scooters or even electric bikes. Although they are €35 a day, which you can hire a car, can't you, for that? But the area's also very flat, but you will end up doing loads of walking. If you do hire a bike, it's very safe. The cars actually even stop for you if you're going across a crosswalk on your bike and on the pavement. There are quite a lot of cycle lanes as well. And for what you can see at the marina and around Villamore, a week is long enough. Villamore Garden Hotel, where I stayed, was classed as a 4-star hotel. Although to me, it wasn't a 4-star. It was definitely a 3-star, but not a 4. Well, it was certainly priced at a 5-star, actually. A bottle of Super Bock beer, which is 330ml, which is a local beer, I was charged €3.50. And I found a supermarket quite a way down, as the Villamore Garden Hotel is quite away from anything. 0.95 for a bottle of Super Bock 330ml. So they're making about 250% profit. To put it another way, if you have 6 bottles of 330ml Super Bock at the hotel, that's €21. Mention not even pissed yet. But if you buy 6 bottles at the supermarket, you get them for 0.95. Which makes it about €5.70. So the hotel's making €15 off of your 6 bottles. So you're not only paying for the room you're staying at, they're also screwing you elsewhere too. Now I got breakfast included, and I must say the breakfast was very nice. Plenty of selection. Scrambled eggs, toast, orange juice, bacon, beans, fruit if you want it. And I also ate at the restaurant when it was open. It wasn't open very often. It only opened at 7 in the evening, till about 10. But I had some steak. And a steak, a bottle of water, and dessert was a total of €29, which isn't cheap for one. But the food is good. But I can't imagine eating there every day. As the Villamore Garden Hotel is quite away from anything else around, they tell you there's a shuttle bus every 2 hours that you can get. To be honest, I occasionally saw it every now and then, and when I waited for it one day, it never turned up. So I wouldn't rely on the shuttle bus to get you down into the marina area. It'll take about 30 to 40 minute walk to get you down to where you want to get to. I never actually got a taxi there, but I think it's probably about 8 to 10 euros, I would imagine, getting you down there. It used to be 5 a couple of years ago. I'm sure it's gone up by now. But certainly don't rely on their shuttle bus. The Villa Moria Garden Hotel says it has a spa and everything else, but in actual fact it's at the Hilton, which is just up the road. And I suggest that you're fit enough or healthy enough, I would hire a bike. Because there's not a lot to do at the hotel, and the hotel's very quiet, and even the bar is not really a bar, it's just a desk. I found the people of the hotel reasonably friendly, however, they didn't seem to go out of their way for you at all. They did what they just had to do. So if anybody's thinking of going to Portugal in the Villa Moura area, yes, I had a good time there and the weather was very nice. If you go down to the marina, there's plenty of places to eat and plenty of bars around there, mostly Irish. Although, as I said, it's not cheap down there either. I personally flew with British Airways, in fact booked the whole holiday through British Airways, and they were very good all the way. And I felt confident that if anything went wrong, I could actually contact them. Unlike the Love Holidays I went with last time, which was disastrous. So stay away from them. They do have a McDonald's, a Burger King, and a Pizza Hut as well. Oh yes, just to mention, in my room it had a mini fridge, which was basically just a cupboard because it didn't work. The power was getting to it, but it wasn't cold at all. I did mention it to the hotel, and they said they'd have somebody look at it, but it never worked all the time I was there. So I had to improvise with ice to get my beer chilled. And I believe there's about at least probably 50 rooms in this hotel, and I bet you 50% of the fridges don't work, and 30% of the rest probably only work a little bit. The hotel wasn't busy when I was there. They could have easily found a fridge that worked and transferred it into my room, but they didn't do that. Only do what they have to do. Another reason why it's not a 4-star to me. Anyway, I must get riding on my bike in the park in Villa Moura. Where's my other leg?